If it's happening in the horror, haunt, or Halloween industry, you'll hear about it on The Big Scary Show.
For the deepest, darkest crevices, to the backwoods swamp where you hit the bottom, from the inside of your casket, to the fears lying deep inside your subconscious, it's time for The Big Scary Show.
This is Paula with Brutal Russ, brutalrust.com, and you are listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hey, this is Laura, a.k.a. Dolly Molly, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
This is Dan Faupel from Creative Visions, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, my name is Art Jones with the Dark Side Haunted Adventure in Exonia, Wisconsin, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is Brian Warner from Evolutions, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
Hi, this is David Hand with Green Hand Farm Park in Gloucester, Virginia, and we're with The Big Scary Show.
This is Emily Rua from Scare LA, and you're listening to The Big Scary Show.
You're listening to The Big Scary Show with three big scary men and one that wears more makeup than I do.
Hi, this is Bruce Campbell, and I want to wish The Big Scary Show a very happy birthday.
Hi, folks. Drew Badger here, and when we started this crazy project 4 years ago on the 13th. None of us knew where it was going, but boy, have we enjoyed the ride that we've had so far. 4 years later, we have talked to literally hundreds of you out there, from home haunters to big celebrities to convention owners and convention vendors and just everybody in the industry, it seems. We've tried to touch on it all. And sometimes we've succeeded and done some great stuff. Sometimes we may have fallen a little short, but, you know, through it all, it's all been because we want to entertain and inform you, the listener. From the bottom of my black little heart, thank you so much for listening to the show for these past 4 years. Tell your friends to keep listening, and we'll keep seeing you going down that road. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Linnea Quigley from Return of the Living Dead, Night of the Demons, Hollywood Chainsaw Hookers, and I want to wish The Big Scary Show a very happy, happy birthday. Mwah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Podcast. Happy birthday to you.
Big Scary Show, 4 years of giving you nightmares for all new reasons. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, co-hosts. Thank you, special correspondents. You guys rock. Nicodemus, the podcasting cat. Also, thanks you all. Happy birthday. Enjoy. We hope you guys have as much fun listening to it as we do making it, and let's keep it going for another 4, 8, 10, 16 years.
Hey, this is Lita Ford, and I want to wish The Big Scary Show a very big happy birthday.
Wow, it's 4 years, and these guys are still the ugliest brides you could ever wish to not want. Hey, it's the Haunter Mentalist, Jerry Vane, and I wanted to thank everybody for, God, I can't believe it, 4 years doing this. Thank you for all the positive and negative feedback. We do listen to what you guys tell us and try to make the best changes we can to the show. So from the bottom of my heart, as well as the other guys, thank you again for a great 4 years, and we look forward to many more.
Hi, this is David Naughton from An American Werewolf in London, and I want to wish the Big Scary Show a very happy birthday.
Friday, April 13th, 2012, the Big Scary Show was born. Rising from the ashes of a former podcast, four Koga hosts came together to put this show on the air. I'm very, very proud to be a part of what has become the signature podcast in the industry. But again, we couldn't have done it without all of our listeners, all of our sponsors. I also have to say thank you to our special correspondents and the other three ugly guys that do this show with me, and Morticia the cat. Thank you so much for 4 years, and hopefully we'll be doing this for a lot longer. Jerry Vane, Drew Badger, Jason Storm, you guys are the best. I couldn't ask for a better team for this podcast. So thank you once again from the bottom of my black little heart, and enjoy the show. Because on this show, we've got more interviews from Transworld 2016, including Bloody Mary herself, Bobby Wiener, The Brothers Rich, Closed Casket Studios, Creative Visions, Firefly Magic, Haunt Dogs, Haunting FX, John Hires Visual FX, Studio Tech FX, and Zeusophone. Storm comes on and rants on in a haunt minute. Jerry Vane spins the spooky tunes. I've got an interview with Elise D'Orazio, who has been on the game show Hellevator, and much, much more, only on your podcast for the industry, The Big Scary Show.
Big Scary Show, you guys have completed four full rotations around the sun. That is amazing. I hope you guys have a lot more to come.
Greetings, Haunters. The Unknown Scare Actor here, and we are live at Transworld 2016, and everybody's here for props, makeup, or props and masks, but everybody forgets about the makeup. I've got Bobby Wiener here, Bloody Mary. Bobby, the show is just jumping.
Yeah, this is a big show this year. It's wonderful.
Your booth is just, I mean, we walked over here, there was nobody, now there's everybody.
Yeah, that usually happens. That's funny.
Has there been any new Bloody Mary makeup that's come out recently?
Yeah, we did some new makeup this year. We did water-based metallic makeup. We have some more kits. Our new hot kit is the mummified zombie. Our blood is just always the best. You know, I'm still making the black blood and the extra thick blood and the scab blood and the gel blood. And it's we sell tons of it. It's wonderful.
You do, and you stay busy. Everybody knows the name Bloody Mary. So I'm going to cut this a little bit short so you can ply your trade. Everybody who doesn't know, how can they find out more about your makeup?
They just go to BloodyMaryMakeup.com, or they can go to DearBloodyMary.com.
All right, Bobby, thanks for taking about a minute and 30 seconds out of your busy day to talk with us at the Big Scary Show, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Well, thank you so much for thinking of me.
Want to take your haunt to a new dimension of terror? Then let Dark Imaginings conjure up some ghoulish graphics and web design services for your home, haunt, or crypt. Since 2007, professional and home haunters alike have trusted our award-winning and dedicated skeleton crew to make their nightmares come true. Whether you need graphic design services, logos, websites, spooky visuals, or creepy changing portraits, we can help your business look its scary best. To see more of our products and services, drop by darkimaginings.com. Let us help you get ahead of your competition.
Yo! This is everybody's favorite ghost with the most beetle. Oh, wait, I shouldn't say that, should I? Yeah, no. Yeah, well, anyway, happy birthday to the Big Scary Show.
It's actually RJ.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live, Transworld, St. Louis, Missouri, the biggest trade show of the year, chatting with all the cool... Ooh, a dog. Anyway, all the cool people and all the vendors. We're chatting with somebody who's never been, or we've never talked to before. I've seen these guys before around. I believe you have been at Transworld before, right?
Yeah, correct.
This Excellent. This is the Brothers Rich FX. I got one of the Rich brothers, I'm assuming. Ben Rich, yes. Stands to reason. The Brothers Rich FX, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
The show has been crazy the last 2 days. How are things going with you guys?
Going great. No complaints. Best year ever.
We always like to hear best year ever. Now, you got a wide range of stuff. The stuff that caught my eye was the, as you call them, gears, yeah, lined up against the wall here, intermeshed with skulls. It's really steampunky. It's got a lot of gore to it. Glowing red eyes on a skull is always a winner. What do you got going on with these things?
It's just scenic decor. We've always had them. We just decided to promote them a little more. Facade stuff. Again, the steampunk boiler room kind of thing is becoming a lot bigger. And it's just something that adds scenic elements.
And I say, man, it's really cool. It's nice and rusty. It's dirty. It's all this. You got these great line of masks here. I'm not sure what they're made of. Are they silicone? Are they latex?
They're all latex pullovers. We do a little bit of silicone work, but, we leave that to the other guys.
There's a lot of silicone out here, and you guys are doing it old school. We like it. All the skulls here, too. Some of them are horned up. Some of them are not. They all look slightly deformed and slightly weird. It's Can't go wrong with that.
Our baby skull paperweight line. It all started with a silly little idea 1 year. And it's now just blown into a full line of horror characters. And it's really taken off. People seem to love it.
What's the big seller or the brand new product for 2016?
Honestly, the baby skulls. as far as volume, I mean, we're having a hard time keeping the shelf stocked.
And I'm going to say you've probably got a table of about 40 of them here just kind of lined up in a big pile, it looks like. So, yeah, I mean, they've been moving.
That's basically what we have left after 2 days.
How many did you bring?
Over 150.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And it's only the second day.
Yeah.
You're going to be sold out of these by tomorrow. If you need your baby skulls, you better go to their website because you ain't going to get them at Transworld.
That's right.
And what about the big static props you've got over here?
We just came up with a static zombie line. It incorporates a lot of our masks this year into static figures. We're trying to go a little higher end, a lot more exposed flesh versus just distressed clothing, a lot more natural look to the zombie versus just distressed clothing. So.
Excellent. For those who aren't at Transworld, and that's most of you out there apparently because you can't be here and this will air after the show's over, how can they get more information, websites, maybe see catalogs, product lines, you have social media, website, all that stuff?
They can check us out on Facebook at the Brothers Rich FX. The website will launch a couple weeks after the show, which is thebrothersrichfx.com.
Excellent. Ben, a pleasure to speak to you and the Brothers Rich. Go to thebrothersrichfx.com in a couple of weeks, right about the time we air this interview from Transworld in St. Louis. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show. We are out.
Jerry Vane. Patient Zero on the Big Scary Show.
We'll be right back.
This is Ed Edmonds with Distortions Unlimited, and happy birthday to the Big Scary Show!
All right, Haunters, this is the Unknown Scare Actor here at Transworld, and yes, 2016. I keep saying 2015 all weekend long. I don't know why. But the show floor is hopping. It is now Sunday, and everywhere I go, I try to talk to vendors, and people show up, so I got to hurry up and talk to this guy before we get inundated again. And his name is David Schonk with Closed Casket Studios, and I'm seeing all kinds of neat masks. And why don't you tell us a little bit about your product, dude?
Well, a lot of what we're doing is prop heads. We do do a couple wearable masks.
Okay.
But we really wanted to focus on, when we were doing a haunt, we wanted to get realistic, proportional heads for when we were building our own props and our own animations. We can never afford from the bigger companies. So we wanted to do, we were very much, we wanted to do it ourselves. We were building the PVC frames using old store mannequins. And I was making these nice, nicer looking heads and hands to build our own custom props. We ended up losing our building on the haunted house. Yeah, it's terrible.
It is.
As much as I want to keep doing the haunted house, it's a little bit out of reach to get it back up and going. So, besides, I might as well be offering this stuff to everyone else so they can be doing it their own way, you know?
Okay. All right. So, these are masks over here, or these are masks?
We did a couple face masks just because when we were doing a haunted house, most of our actors just wanted something they could slide on, slide off real quick between groups if they had to get some air. We do have a wearable full head mask, wearable full head masks.
Okay. And I'm seeing things like you've got Lester Jackson and Lockjaw and a very amusing one called Tube Steak. And Morning Breath, and that's Morning with the U. And the Lady of Darkness has her hand on Pete Moss. So all these are prop heads that you set up for in the haunts.
Yes, yeah. We do a lot of people who are doing buying their own like mechanisms from companies like Fright Props.
Right.
And they want a nice head and a nice pair of hands to do their own thing, you know, give them a little bit of freedom. In the future, we'd like to start doing like kind of bodies where you pick your own hands, pick your own head, pick your outfit you want, and we'll assemble it for you and get it out to you.
Okay.
This is just kind of the beginning steps of it right now.
Well, every business has got to start somewhere.
This is actually our first Transworld then.
Is it?
Yeah. This is only our third show. We did MHC last summer, and then we did Chicago Frights in July. So this is kind of big leagues, I guess.
So you're a Transworld virgin, or not anymore now.
I guess not. No, it's Sunday now.
It is. I walked by several times, and you've been busy from what I've seen.
Oh, it's been going really well. Most of what's here is solid wing pickup. We have a couple orders out. A couple bigger orders, a couple wholesalers, wholesale interest right now.
Okay.
But I can't complain, you know.
Well, since images of masks and prop heads don't translate well to audio, where can everybody find out more about your product?
You can check us out at our website at www.closedcasketstudios.com. We also have a Facebook, just search Closed Casket Studios, and an Instagram at Closed Casket Studios.
Right on. David, thanks so much for taking a few minutes to talk with me here on the Big Scary Show. Good luck with the rest of the show, and hopefully you can sell a lot of this so you don't have to take it home.
Thank you. That's the plan right now.
Are you feeling just a little bit crazy? Are you looking for the right costume to match that craziness? Then you need to go to Von Caron Productions and check out the Insane Ensemble. If you've got a mad scientist just ready to start working on a monster, you've got to check out the Psychosurgical Coat. If you're ready just to start butchering people up, they've got a dissection smock. Or if you think you're just a little bit too crazy and need to be restrained, how about a commitment coat? Von Caron Productions and the Insane Ensemble. Committed to haunters who expect quality. And remember, Halloween is but once all year. Von Caron Productions. Check them out at www.voncaron.com. That's VONCHARON, Von Caron Productions.
Greetings, mortals, and anything else listening. Welcome to the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
We start out with a little breaking news from Midnight Syndicate. Almost 13 years after releasing the first official role-playing soundtrack to the iconic Dungeons & Dragons game, award-winning composers and dark music pioneers Midnight Syndicate have teamed up with premier horror game designer Twilight Creations to produce a soundtrack album for the zombie apocalypse-themed Zombies, the board game. The dark instrumental album, which will feature new and previously recorded material blended with movie-style sound design, is designed to heighten the gameplay experience. The musical theme will center around the Zombies board game and its 15 expansion sets that pay homage to classic zombie films, especially those of directors George Romero and Sam Raimi. "I'm a big fan of Zombies," said Edward Douglas. With the game celebrating its 15th anniversary in 2006, it seemed like the perfect time to undertake this project. "We're working closely with the Twilight team to create something that really enhances their players' gaming experience. I think the album will also resonate with our fans in the Halloween and haunted house industry. Musically, it will be interesting to work in a modern setting," added Gavin Goska. "Most of our albums have been set in the Victorian and early 20th century, so this will definitely be something different and exciting for us and our fans. Words cannot express how excited I am to have Midnight Syndicate doing a soundtrack for Zombies," said Twilight Creations co-founder Carrie Brettenstein. "For many of our players, Midnight Syndicate's music has already been the unofficial soundtrack for their gaming sessions over the years. To have them working with us to actually create something specifically for our universe is incredible. The soundtrack is tentatively scheduled for release in September, in coordination with the release of the Zombies Ultimate Collector Set and Zombies Ultimate Upgrade Kit. Midnight Syndicate's official website, midnightsyndicate.com, has more information, as well as Twilight Creations' official website, twilightcreationsinc.com. We have this update to the Rob Zombie film, 31. One of this year's hotly anticipated horror films is Rob Zombie's 31, which premiered earlier this year at the Sundance Film Festival. They've been closely tracking the progress of the project, sharing with you all sorts of images and behind-the-scenes info, and we're finally reporting the news we've been wanting to report. A release date has arrived. Deadline.com reports that Saban Films has acquired the North American distribution rights to Rob Zombie's latest, which will be given a limited theatrical release beginning September 16th. It's a fitting release date for 31, given the date is set on Halloween night. Written and directed by Zombie, 31 follows five carnival workers who are kidnapped and held hostage in an abandoned, hell-like compound where they are forced to participate in a violent game, the goal of which is to survive 12 hours against the gang of sadistic clowns. 31 is a treat not just to horror fans, but true fans of auteur filmmaking, said Saban Films president Bill Bromley. The film is executed in true stylistic zombie fashion. Rob is an unrivaled talent, and we are thrilled to bring his bold new film to audiences across the continent. As always, we'll keep you updated with new developments and let you know when they happen. We have this update from the Mad Monster Party in Scottsdale, Arizona. Malcolm McDowell will be singing in the rain at Mad Monster Arizona 2016. Malcolm McDowell from A Clockwork Orange, Halloween, and so many more films joins the madness May 13th through 15th in Arizona. Not only a cinematic icon from one of Stanley Kubrick's most significant films, Malcolm is a film veteran with over 250 credits spanning five decades and has worked with some of the greatest, most fascinating talent in entertainment. Advanced discount tickets are now on sale, and there are a limited number of discount rooms now available at the Wecopa Resort, where the show is at, and the Monsters Party all weekend, May 13th through the 15th. Discount rooms are going fast. If you're definitely planning on joining us, book yours ASAP. Visit madmonster.com for all the latest updates, and please take a moment to like their main Mad Monster page on Facebook. We have a little bit of news from the Red Vein Army in Richmond, Virginia. Strange Ways Brewing and the Red Vein Army present Springoween, a halfway to Halloween event. Come join us for an escape room, live music, costumes, and of course, beer, Friday, April 29th, 8 p.m. to midnight, and Saturday, April 30th, 6 p.m. to midnight. Join Red Vein Army and Strange Ways Brewing for Springoween, a halfway to Halloween celebration. Throughout the weekend, Red Vein Army will be running an escape room like no other. Your group of four people will be given 5 minutes to help Alice find the key to the rabbit hole. Do you have the smarts and cunning to figure out the puzzles throughout the room? And with it being halfway to Halloween, you never know what surprises and scares await around the next corner. The escape room will be located in the back tasting room space, next to all the brewing equipment and barrels, and tickets are $5 a person, groups of four only. You better buy ahead in order to reserve a spot. There's live music Saturday, April 30th from 7 to 10 featuring the Embalmers. Prizes. Wear your best Halloween costume and win prizes on both nights. Reserve your time slot and get much more info at redveinarmy.com/springoween. We have some news regarding Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. Although Halloween is still a ways away, Universal Studios Florida is already preparing for the 2016 season. Each year, the theme park is transformed into the ultimate Halloween celebration for those who have the need to feed their appetite for fright with some good, scary fun. Universal Studios Florida will be transforming its theme park into a nightmarish atmosphere during the 2016 Halloween season, and its streets will be infested with terrifying monsters, maniacs, and mutants. Visitors will have the opportunity to wander through haunted houses, enjoy outrageous live shows, and experience some of the most exciting rides and attractions. This Halloween event will take place on select nights beginning September 16th through October 31st. The hair-raising event is the nation's premier Halloween celebration and features some of the most terrifying moments in horror history, with creatures waiting for you at every turn. Advance tickets are on sale now at HalloweenHorrorNights.com/Orlando. We have an update from Monsterpalooza in Pasadena, California. Jim Moore is a lifelong Monster fan. After spending the past 15 years as an artist producing masks and sculpted accessories for a Halloween company, he is now producing and distributing his own work. Meet Jim Moore and More Monsters at Monsterpalooza, April 22nd through the 24th at our new location, the Pasadena Convention Center. For tickets, up-to-date guest list, and more, visit www.monsterpalooza.com. We have this coming from the Enigma Haunts Halfway to Halloween Party in Boca Raton, Florida. Come out and join us to celebrate Halfway to Halloween on Saturday, April 30th at 8 p.m. until... This is a 21 and over costume party located at Nipper's Bar and Grill, located directly next to the haunted house at 21069 South Military Trail in Boca Raton. Nipper's is open until 5 a.m. with a full bar and food. Come and meet our crew. Lots more details to follow at facebook.com/enigmahaunt. And finally, we have this news from the Midsummer Scream Halloween Festival in Long Beach, California. From the creative minds of Creepy LA and Theme Park Adventure comes an all-new chapter in terror, the Midsummer Scream Halloween Festival. This weekend-long celebration of everything Halloween, haunts, and horror makes its debut July 30th and 31st at the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Midsummer Scream features more than 100,000 square feet of event space that will showcase vendors, makeup demonstrations, stage presentations, live entertainment, a screening room, haunted attraction experiences, and more. We're combining all of our talents, production knowledge, and years of experience to create an amazing show that we know the fans are going to love, says David Markland, executive director of Midsummer Scream. Each week from now until our July debut, we will be announcing more participants and unveiling different aspects of the show that are going to have people counting down the days with great anticipation. Our list of partners grows each day and will be updated on the Midsummer Scream website regularly, as well as announced via social media. A highlight of Midsummer Scream will be its main stage auditorium, which will accommodate more than 600 horror fans gathering to witness a world-class lineup of panels and presentations, which will include exciting reveals looking forward to the 2016 Halloween season in Southern California. Guests looking for additional thrills and chills may venture into the Hall of Shadows, a large scare zone with monsters lurking in the dark, and a host of haunted attraction previews and experiences that will soothe your Halloween cravings. Tickets are going on sale soon, and new information regarding Midsummer Scream is being updated daily at midsummerscream.org. Fans may sign up on the site for email notifications and announcements, including discounts and other special offers. Be sure to follow Midsummer Scream on social media as well. Twitter, Periscope, at Midsummer Scream, Instagram, at Midsummer Scream, and of course Facebook at facebook.com/MidsummerScream.
Remember, folks, if you have news about the haunt, horror, or Halloween industry, please send it to us at news@BigScaryShow.com. And we'll get it on the air. No news is too big or too small. This concludes this edition of the Big Scary Show's Deadline News.
Hey, this is Russ McCamey from McCamey Manor, and I want to say happy birthday to the Big Scary Show.
And ladies and gentlemen, let's see if we can't give away a great prize, courtesy of Screamline Studios. It's time again for the gruesome giveaway for the month of April. We took March off because of Transworld. We're back in April. Thank you, Screamline Studios, for continuing to be our very fine sponsor. Screamlinestudios.com. Check them out, everyone. Now, here's how this works for all you new listeners out there. I'm going to ask you a question. The answer is found in the show. If you think you know the answer, send it in along with your name and your phone number to contest@BigScaryShow.com before midnight on April 26th. It's just that simple, and you could be a winner of a fantastic prize. Now, without further ado, the question for the month of April's gruesome giveaway is... how big can the arcs of the Zeusophone get? And there may be more than one answer. If you think you know the answer, send us that answer along with your name and phone number to contest@BigScaryShow.com. Before midnight, April 26th, we will pick a random entry and call you to see if you're the winner. Once again, thank you, ScreamlineStudios.com, for continuing to be a fine sponsor of the gruesome giveaway. Good luck.
Okay.
Happy 4th birthday, Big Scary Show, from Tyler.
And Nora.
We are Team Zombillies from the Scare Factor Haunt Reviews.
Okay, Haunters, it's the Unknown Scare Actor here on the show floor. Transworld 2016. The Big Scary Show booth's been busy, and not for in a small part because of our next-door neighbor. His name is Steve Kleck. He's with Zeusophone, and I'm going to let him tell you what Zeusophone is all about, Steve.
All right, so at Zeusophone, we build high-performance musical Tesla coils. And a Tesla coil is a device that generates a big, long arc of electricity through the air, and you can resonate that at musical frequencies so that sound actually is produced by the arcs. It creates a really amazing visual effect and musical effect, and people are all coming around and checking this out. It's pretty great here at Transworld today.
It is amazing. When he starts playing music, all of a sudden there's 20, 30 people around the booth, and we've heard everything from Toccata and Fugue to D minor to The Legend of Zelda to Super Mario Brothers, and even some Christmas music in there.
That's right, and today we're going to hope to get some new tunes for everyone that got that Mario Brothers stuck in their head and can't get it out while they're sleeping at night tonight, so we're going to get some new ones rolling today.
Well, I know the Lady of Darkness had mentioned she's going to have nightmares about Super Mario now. I'm not allowed to play it anymore. What possessed you to come up with Zeusophone?
Well, I mean, you know, it was actually a buddy of mine back in 2007 came up with a basic musical Tesla coil, and, you know, from there we decided to go into business together, and since then we went our separate ways, but in the meantime I developed a huge range of products, developed the business, and now I'm reaching out to haunted houses, whereas in the past I've done, you know, some universities and colleges for demonstration purposes, and some museums too, and other people just for live shows. So I'm just actually breaking into the Halloween industry now, but it's gotten a huge response, and it should be really great for people in their haunts this year.
Well, I think it will be, because I've been to several, just a few haunts in my career, and I've seen Tesla coils. I've seen big Tesla coils. And I know you've just got, what is this model here in the case? Was it
2 feet, 3 feet?
Right, so right here we just got the Z30, and the reason I brought that is the smallest model just because I have a limited booth space here and because otherwise I'd have to make a really massive enclosure. I've got to enclose this whole thing in plexiglass so that it cuts down on the sound volume because it is quite loud. It gets 110, 115 decibels just for this one that does 2.5-foot arcs, and right now I've got models up to 13-foot arcs, and I just wouldn't be able to run anything like that here, but... And later this year, I might even get something a little bit bigger. I just need to get a little bit bigger facility space, actually, before I can. That's the only thing that's limiting me at this point.
And how tall is your biggest Tesla coil?
The tallest one right now is it stands a little over 7 feet tall and gets 13-foot arcs.
And it's musical.
And it is musical. 4-channel on that one. Yeah, 4 different notes at the same time. It might not sound like 4 notes could do you justice, but I mean, I'm telling you, it's like 4 different musical instruments at the same time, and with all that resonance, it sounds awesome.
And it does, you know, in spite of hearing Mario in my dreams too, it's just amazing what you've done with it musically, and the lightning effect that goes with it. I think it's a perfect fit for a haunted house. Could be in a mad scientist lab. You could play some Toccata and Fugue in D minor.
Yeah.
Which is still one of my favorite songs.
It's a classic.
It is, and with the Tesla coil, just dancing around with that, I think you've got a winner here. How can our listeners find out more about Zeusaphone?
Well, all the information you can find, just go directly to Zeusaphone.com, and I've got all my products listed there and links to my videos and links to other social media networks. But the link there is just go right to Zeusaphone.com.
All right. Stephen, thank you so much for taking a few minutes here for the Big Scary Show. If you guys are interested in a Tesla coil, especially a musical Tesla coil, get a hold of this guy. I've been watching it all weekend. I think it's worth the investment. I'm the Unknown Skanker here with Stephen Kleck with Zeusaphone at Transworld 2016, and I'm out.
You know how it is. You're alone. There's the internet. You start clicking. You're looking for something necrotic. Some things you see, your grandmother wouldn't call necrotic. Click on some other sites. Whoa, that is just way, way too necrotic. But then you find Necrotic Creations. Necrotic. You may not know what necrotic means, but you know it when you see it. Get Necrotic. Necrotic Creations. Shop anytime at necroticcreations.com.
And ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this is our 4-year anniversary, and 4 years ago, I would have said we are in the heart of the convention season, but boy, how things change over the course of a few years. You know, you have Transworld in March, you have West Coast in June, and every other convention around used to cram themselves into April and May, but that doesn't happen anymore. HauntCon's moved up to January, and a couple of them just aren't around anymore. But there's that one convention that's been hanging up in the great northwest of the United States that just has just kept going and going and going, entering their 7th year. It's the West Coast Haunters Convention happening in Portland, Oregon. As always, when we try to talk about West Coast things, we try to get Mr. Ed Roberts, the organizer of the West Coast Haunters Convention. Ed, are you with us?
I am. How's it going, Drew?
Oh, it is going fantastic, man. Congratulations on making 7 years. That's lucky 7 for you guys. That's
lucky
great.
Number 7, yeah. We're really excited
All
about
right.
the show. Yeah.
And one of the things that makes West Coast Haunters Convention a little bit different from all the others out there is that you're not in it for a profit. You're actually a 501c3 charity. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We raise money to give grants to professionals that work with deaf and or autistic children.
And you've been doing that.
Last year we were able to give away quite a few grants, and our plan is to continue to do so for as long as we're a convention. And if I might, for some of your listeners that don't know why, when I started the convention 7 years ago, it was housed on the campus of the Oregon School for the Deaf. And when it outgrew the campus, the group of people that helped continue the convention decided that we would make it a 501c3 and make it a truly a totally accessible convention. And with that also, make it a 501c3 and make grants available. So the team that puts this together, it's not just me. There's quite a few team members. Board of directors include people like Jeff and Chris Davis from Davis Graveyard. There's quite a few people on the board, and so very excited that it's continued for 7 years.
Yeah, man, this is great. And I guess you kind of answered the question I was going to ask. What made you decide to make this a charity convention from the very beginning? I mean, other people had done, you know, HauntCon had been around a couple of years, Midwest has been around a couple of years, Transworld's been around forever, and, you know, what made you decide to stick something up in Portland and make it a charity?
Well,
what
first of all,
in your head that, to do that?
You know, I started it on a whim just because that there were no conventions, first of all, up in this neck of the woods, and there are quite a few haunters up here. There's now an association called the Northwest Haunters Association. Now, while we're not affiliated, we do work together to help coordinate attendees for the show. That organization has over 400 haunt members that are located from Canada all the way down into Southern California, and I believe they head east a little bit. So that we did our research and found that there were enough haunters in this neck of the woods, whether they be home haunters, pro haunters, or people that decorate just for a Halloween party, that would benefit from a show that had an educational, strong educational aspect. And then, you know, we started very small with the vendor end of it, not really knowing what direction that would go. And, it was also started because I couldn't really afford to take my students to Transworld, to be honest with you. And nothing that against Transworld, it's just really difficult to afford airfare and hotel for 14 or 15 kids. So we do attend every 3 or 4 years. We do go out there, but so that was one of the other reasons why I started the show, is for the students. And for those of you who do attend, you'll note that the workshops are interpreted so that my students who still attend have full access to the classes as well. The Nightmare Factory, which is the haunt that I started, the School for the Deaf, is now celebrating 29 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So, in a nutshell,
that's hard
started
to do.
Started it for my kids, and now it's grown 7 years out, and it continues to grow, much to my amazement.
Absolutely. And what I find very, very interesting is not to knock the West Coast, but, you know, so many people in the Midwest and all that say, well, you know, those West Coast people out there, you know, what do they know about haunted houses and all that? But yet, not only is West Coast out there now, Scare LA, I believe, is going into its fourth year,
That's right.
And they had, and by the way, great to meet you at Scare LA last year for the first time.
Yeah, that was great.
And they had close to 10,000 people last year. And
they have a huge population to draw from there. Yeah, that's a great show.
They've just announced Midsummer Screams is coming in late July to Long Beach. I mean, you can't say that the West Coast has a dearth of haunters out there. There is just much going on.
Yeah.
You're like the sleeping giant that has just suddenly woken up, and people in the Midwest and the East Coast and the South are now starting to say, hey, there's a lot of things going on the West Coast. And yet you've been there the whole time.
Yes, we have. Well, quite a long time, actually.
And let's go ahead and start getting into the 5 W's about the West Coast Haunters Convention. Where's it going to be, and what are some of the big events you've got as far as education and parties and special things?
Sure. Well, let's make it quick for you here. It's at the DoubleTree Hotel in Portland, Oregon. Website address is hauntersconvention.com for all the information. The show is in 21 days from now.
Maybe 14 by the time this airs or so, but still, a couple of weeks away.
Plans.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Absolutely.
Make your plans, folks. Come on out. speakers, speaking of the West Coast, this year's we're honored to have Hollywood Haunter coming out to speak, very well known in the haunt industry. They were featured on Halloween Haunted House show not too long ago. Roy Woolley from Face Off will be speaking again this year. Leonard, of course, Leonard Pickles will be speaking. Pardon?
Always a pleasure to have Roy come by.
Oh, I love Roy. Yeah, absolutely. And then Robert Kurtzman will be speaking this year from Creature Corps. And, of course, Robert Kurtzman is very well known in the movie industry for some amazing effects and makeup events that we have. Well, and not to cut short the education, we have probably over 50 hours in classes available. You can go to the website and look under education. There's a schedule at a glance that lists the classes, everything from makeup, lighting, set design, painting, your sets. It's all there.
Are those classes inclusive in the price, or are they a separate charge?
Good question. The majority of them are. Looking right now at the schedule, there are a few classes that include fees, but most of those, if not all of them, are a make and take, so you'll be walking away with something. I know Davis Graveyard's teaching a demon baby class. There's a flicker candle class that's a make and take. Luminary Jar is being taught by Chris Steffens. There's a few classes that have fees, but the majority of the classes, and you can see this on the schedule, are included in your pass, as well as the trade show floor. The trade show floor is included in your pass as well. And then for events, if you're an early arriver and you come in on Thursday evening, we have a social gathering called the Meet and Creep that's open to everybody. Friday night is our tour, and this year we're touring several Portland area escape rooms, because escape rooms are a big trend in the haunt industry. As a matter of fact, we're even looking at putting one in our haunt.
Very nice.
Disney World just announced they're opening one at Disney Springs, so they're big in the industry. So we'll be touring escape rooms in the Portland area. Saturday night is our big charity costume ball and body art competition. I like to brag on our costume ball. We have some amazing costumers that compete, and there are prizes included in that. And the event is open to the public. You don't have to attend the show to go to the costume ball, but if you do, you can do both. Sunday evening is our kind of wild movie night. We watch crazy B movies and just kind of a way to say goodbye. And those of you who are hanger-oners can come up and we'll watch movies and just kind of hang out.
That's what's called the Nightmare After West Coast, I think.
Yeah, that's the Nightmare After West Coast. And there are other things going on. I mean, we have the Foam Dart War Zone, where we twice a day break out the foam dart guns and shoot it up for some fun. This was a tradition that was started 7 years ago because it was a very small show at that time and people were looking for something to do, and it's carried on all 7 years. Matter of fact,
very nice.
Vendors who were on that row have been requesting to be on that row now for 7 years. It's that popular of a place to be. It's just a lot of fun. So there's that. And then there's live demos that take place on the show floor as well. There's just so much that takes place.
Speaking of requests, you used to, I'm assuming you're doing it again this year, you have the soon-to-be world-famous 13th floor at the hotel. Is that going on
yeah.
in 2016?
Oh, yeah, 13th floor.
Anybody can get on the 13th floor. What I understand.
You have to. It's an upgrade, and again, the money that is raised from people upgrading to be on the 13th floor, the profit from that goes back into our grant monies. So you pay $160 extra to sleep on the 13th floor. You've made your reservation, then you pay the extra $160. And this year, we've got quite a bit of original art. One of our artists is a young lady with autism who's been painting Halloween-themed paintings for the 13th floor. So anything that's in there that's not hotel property, once you've paid for your upgrade, belongs to you and you're done. So there's a lot of really cool things. And it's a very interactive floor as well. We have haunt actors from My Haunted House and local haunts that are up there interacting with the guests. There's a lounge up there. The lobby is decorated. We started this because, well, the hotel has a real 13th floor, and we thought it would be fun to offer something different.
Very, very nice. Has it sold out yet? Because I know it seems to sell out every year.
There are three rooms left.
Ah, and they might be sold out by the time this airs, so they
right. So you can always check online if you go to the registration. Yeah, you can go to the registration link on the website and see if there's any rooms left. I do know that
go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, what you were saying.
Oh, I was going to say, I do know as we speak that rooms at the hotel are sold out, except for the rooms on the 13th floor. So when your listeners hear this, they want to attend, they're going to want to check with me. They can get a hold of me at ed@hauntersconvention.com and see if we have any rooms on the 13th floor. But I do know that our block at the hotel, the convention hotel, is sold out. There are some other hotels right nearby that are working with us, but right now our room block has sold out.
Well, congratulations. That's always
a good sign to hear.
And, of course, that means there's going to be a lot of people attending the West Coast Haunters Convention.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, you've mentioned the website a couple of times, but for anybody interested, and, again, it'll be about 2 weeks from the time this airs, so if you're up in the Northwest or you're traveling up there, or even if you're not from the Northwest and you want to check it out, I think it's the one major convention I still have yet to be at, and I apologize. One of these years we'll get out there. How can people get all the information about the hotel, the 13th floor, the educational stuff with Leonard Bickle and Robert Kurtzman, Roy Woolley, Dick Terhune, I think it's going to be out there. I think Tater's even doing a class. Vendor
Tater's
floors,
in the class.
If it's not too late to become a vendor or be a sponsor, and, of course, it's all for a fantastic cause, and, of course, tax-deductible, how can people get more information on with websites and social medias and all that great stuff?
Sure thing. They can go to the website, of course, which is hauntersconvention.com. If they have any questions that they can't get answered there, they can reach me at ed@hauntersconvention.com. The trade show floor is pretty well sold out as well. There might be a space left. There's still sponsorships available. We're looking at over about 60 vendors on the show floor this year. Necrotic Creations, Froggy's Fog, Calvarium. I mean, the list goes on and on. Robert Kurtzman, VFX, Caltronics. There's everything available. I'm really excited that the show has grown to this size, really and truly.
Very nice. What about social media? Do you have Twitter? Do you have
Facebook.
Facebook.
You can look us up. There are
that.
Two Facebook pages. There's Twitter, #HauntersConvention. There's Facebook pages. There's the website. If you tag us on your I'm really not the social media guru. If you tag us on your
Twitter,
Tumblr account, no, not Twitter.
Tumblr.
What's the other one?
Pinterest.
Yep. Now about Pinterest, but one of them goes directly to the website. So if you tag us, or if you look on, hold on a second, I'm looking, Drew.
just start looking for stuff, man.
Instagram. There you go.
Just start going to Instagram and tagging them.
We have an Instagram site as well, yes. And, hey,
very
there's
nice.
Also something else, too, that some people who are fans of Robert Kurtzman, one of his demos he will be doing and makeup on an attendee. There'll be a small raffle. Enter your name, and he will be doing your makeup. That's the other thing, too, and before we close today, is we do have a silent auction in conjunction with the costume ball. And if you're a vendor out there looking for a way to make contact with the West Coast, if you're somebody who has something that you would like to donate to this, again, it's tax deductible. You can reach Chris Davis at chris@hauntersconvention.com, and you can donate to that silent auction. We'd be most appreciative. It does help us raise for the charity again, and that's that again is chris@hauntersconvention.com if you'd like to donate something for the charity auction.
Very, very nice. Well, Ed, I know you've got things to do because, my goodness, it's only a couple of weeks away, and I know you're a very busy man, so I want to thank you again for taking the time to speak with us here on the Big Scary Show.
Yeah.
Once again, the West My Coast pleasure. Haunters Convention, April 29th through May 1st, up at the Doubletree Hotel in beautiful Portland, Oregon.
Haunters, yeah, 83 degrees outside right now.
HauntersConvention.com. For all the information on the West Coast Haunters Convention, Ed Roberts, again, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. My name is Drew Badger, and we are out.
Grey Robber. Army of the Dead on the Big Scary Show.
This is Al Driver with Slaughterhouse Studios, and I'm wishing Big Scary Show a happy 4th birthday.
Scare Actors Spotlight.
Greetings, haunters and scare actors out there. The Unknown Scare Actor here with another Scare Actor Spotlight. And this is our 4th birthday. So for our Scare Actor Spotlight, I put the word out for several actors, anybody that was interested. And I got somebody who's been on TV and film before. And her name is Elise D'Orazio. She's out in L.A., and Elise, how is the weather out there in Los Angeles this evening?
It's beautiful. It's much better than the East Coast, I've been told.
Oh, I will. Yeah, I'm in Cincinnati, so I will attest to that. Not quite the coast, but close enough.
Yeah. No, it's great out here. It's been a little rainy, which we need. But yeah, it's warming up nice. Actually, my friends just jumped in the pool outside, so I'm like, wow, it's pool weather already.
Oh, I'm jealous. I don't even have my pool open yet. But That's what I get for living in dreary Cincinnati, and you're out there in sunny L.A.
Yeah, I'm from New York, though, originally, so I can relate a little bit.
I thought I detected a little, was it Long Island accent there?
Yeah, Long Island, New York.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You can't do acting without picking up some accents along the way.
Yeah, it's crazy. Growing up and in college, people were like, you don't sound like you're from Long Island, New York. I'm like, well, I don't sound like Fran Drescher, you know, from The Nanny. But no, I mean, actually, yeah, being an actor, it's good to have kind of a neutral accent. And then, you know, when you play with accents, that's only beneficial to your career. Speaking of accents, I was just, this month I'm going to be in an episode of America's Court with Judge Ross, and I had to play someone from Alabama, so I had to work on my southern accent.
Okay, well, that's something I'm very familiar with growing up in Florida. I heard a lot of that. So let me give you, everybody listening, a little bit of background. Elise actually was supposed to be born on or around Halloween, but she decided to hold out for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wanted to be a witch really bad, and I've always felt really connected to the Halloween season. But yeah, I ended up being a Scorpio and being born on the 15th of November instead.
That's okay. You weren't that far off.
Yeah.
It's still that dark time of the year.
I still get all the candy.
There you go. So let's start with a little bit of your beginnings, Elise. You know, I understand you grew up in Long Island, and what got you into, for example, the horror side of things? Was there any one thing in particular, or?
There was nothing particular. Well, maybe actually there was. Down the street from where I grew up, there was a costume store. This little old couple owned a costume store, and they would rent costumes, and they would sell all the theatrical blood and makeup. So I would always kind of go down there with my friends, and we would check out the costumes, and we would buy little fake blood tablets and, you know, pretend like we were bleeding and, you know, scare our parents. And that's probably where it started, actually.
Okay. As you were growing up and trick-or-treating, did you have an affinity to go scare other people or anything like that?
I always loved pretending, and my Halloween costumes weren't usually scary. They were kind of just people that I enjoyed dressing up as and being somebody else and kind of taking on their personality. I mean, I was Christy Yamaguchi, the figure skater, one year. Another year, I was a woman in pajamas. So I didn't necessarily like the idea of scaring people right off the bat, but I really liked the idea of transforming and taking on the persona of somebody else.
Okay. Then you disappeared from the New York scene and moved out to sunny L.A., and I understand you did a little scare actor work when you got out to L.A. You mentioned Scare L.A. Why don't you tell everybody about that experience?
Yeah, last year I was a part of Scare Los Angeles. It's this amazing convention. It was over in Pasadena, and there were thousands of people there, and these people lived you know, ate and slept Halloween and horror. And it was awesome because I got to go there. It was my first time going with the Alone Existential Haunting theatrical group. We performed the show called Alone Refraction, and it was awesome. It wasn't so much scary. It wasn't so much like, you know, showing people how good our guts look, but it was more with playing with people's emotions, playing with their senses. And that was awesome. I'm definitely going to go back this year. It's so cool to see how artistic these people are and how dark and deep and just gross some of the stuff is. I mean, I'm afraid of spiders, and they had an excellent selection of spiders on sale. So I was like, God, I should really get one, but I'm just, you know, I would throw it in my closet and forget about it.
Well, speaking as being a member of that same community that you encountered in Scare Los Angeles, that's, you know, it is, we are our own entity. We love to scare people. And as a matter of fact, my girlfriend has been painting our living room. It is gone from white to dungeon gray.
Nice.
with the assorted accoutrements all over the house, we've got animatronics and scary pictures and scary clowns that pop out of mirrors. All of this is hanging in our living room.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how something like that, which you would just, you know, associate with off or deranged people, like, it's art, it's beautiful. People have it in their homes, in their kitchens, in their bedrooms, you know, and then they get their kids into it, and it, excuse me, a little under the weather. I'm just blown away when I meet people that are so into the genre like that, you know?
People like me, we just, are really weird, is the simplest way to put it. My girlfriend handed me that word as she's listening to us.
It's interesting because I was never really into the kind of macabre art, but Francis Bacon, his art is a little deep, a little dark, and it's fascinating to me. You know, I kind of get freaked out and scared with horror films, so I don't tend to watch them alone. But I do recognize that it's incredible talent that these people have, you know?
Well, thank you. Everybody listening to this will certainly appreciate that. As somebody that's not completely on the outside, you've had your experiences, but that kind of praise, everybody will eat up.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on from Scare LA, any other things you did in Los Angeles prior to my next subject, which will be Hellevator?
In terms of haunted things?
Yes.
I just worked with Alone, the theater group, for two of their shows, actually three of their shows, and that was awesome. We got really good reviews. We were actually nominated for, the most extreme haunted attraction by, USA Today.
Nice.
We didn't get number one, but we made it till the top 20, which is really cool.
Absolutely. The top 20 is nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah.
So, for those of us that watch Hellevator, I guess we have to beg the question, how did you get cast on that show?
I got cast on that, really fortunate. I knew a gentleman, my friend Joe. He and I had worked on Alone together. And, I'd also done another show, Drunken Devil Productions, if you want to talk about that.
Okay.
But my friend Joe, who I worked with on Alone, he ended up getting picked up as a consulting producer. He got picked up as a consulting producer for Hellevator. So he put out a billboard, a message saying, "Hey guys, we're looking for scare actors. You know, do you have any, you know, special talents, any experience? You know, send us your pictures, your resume, and I'll forward it on to the producers." So I sent him my resume immediately. I probably was the first one to send my resume to him. And I said, yes, you know, I love transforming. I can juggle. You know, I have a lot of clowning and carnival experience. So I ended up forwarding it to the producer, and then they brought me in, and it was great. I had to go to Willow Studios in downtown, which is a great studio. And I screamed for the producer. You know, I did my best horror scream. And I said, yeah, and I could juggle too. So he goes, great. You know, do you mind doing the same thing over and over again? And I said, no, you know, I'm a Scorpio. Bring it. So. it was definitely through, you know, connections and networking that I had that I was able to get in there.
Well, you know, every little leg up always helps us. And for those of people that may not have seen the episode that Elise was in, if I'm not mistaken, it was called Carnival Carnage.
Carnival of Carnage, yes.
Carnival of Carnage. And, you know, for those of you that watch Hellevator, it's just a creepy show to begin with. But Carnival of Carnage has a bunch of what a lot of people are afraid of, and that's clowns. Chlorophobia is very rampant around the country, so creepy clowns make it even better.
Yeah, you know, growing up, I was actually afraid of anyone who was in a, like, a full-body costume. Like, you know, if they had, like, in Disney World, the chipmunks, I would be afraid of them. I was kind of afraid of the princesses. But, you know, the clowns actually never really got to me.
Well, that would work good for you trying to, in that particular type of environment, because they don't get to you. Mm-hmm. But there are plenty of people that work in the industry, the haunt industry, that don't go into haunted houses themselves, just for that fact.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not crazy about, like, bones popping out of bodies, and, you know, I can handle blood, but, like, anything with bones or spiders, I get a little freaked out. But actually, I mean, Carnival of Carnage and Hellevator was just so cool because it was horror, but it was also camp, too. So you could, you know, you didn't feel like you were going to be traumatized by it afterwards. You could get a laugh, too, you know, some comedy injected.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've got several actors that work for me out here in different haunted attractions, and when we first heard about Hellevator, everybody was going, man, we should do that, man, we should do that. But I said, well, you move out to L.A., get the right connections, and then call me.
Mm-hmm.
So, moving on from Hellevator, you had mentioned Drunken Devil Productions. What's Drunken Devil?
Yeah, again, that was another show that a friend who worked on Hellevator, my friend Mary, her name is Mary Imagination. She goes by Mary Imagination.
Okay.
She is this young teenager, but she is so involved in the haunt community. She, oh my God, she lives this stuff. You've got to meet her. She and I worked on Alone together, and then she said, hey, I'm doing this show, Drunken Devil, you know, do you want to audition? And I said, yeah, bring it, you know. So again, it was another friend from another show who brought me onto this show. And that was a theater show, and we did that down in Think Tank Gallery in downtown, a couple of blocks away from Skid Row, so that's really scary. And, yeah, it was awesome. It was more of a traditional haunted house where people would go through this maze and, you know, have experiences come out at them. And then at the end, there was a nice bar with a burlesque show so they could get drinks, you know, watch a show, meet the drunken devil, get pictures with him. So that was a pretty cool show to be a part of, too.
Now, is that a show that's going to be put on again, or is it just a one-shot deal, or...?
Well, last year was their first show.
Okay.
I was part of the first show. And that ran all through October, all through Halloween season. And actually they have plans to do it again this year, and they've started doing other shows not around Halloween season. It's amazing how these haunted attractions, they can change a little bit, and they can kind of adjust to still putting on awesome shows, but not so Halloween during the off season.
Okay, yeah, a lot of haunts do that. But what did you do with Drunken Devil? What was your role there?
I was a barmaid, okay. And it was awesome because I was sort of in the middle of the whole show. So when people would come through, they were kind of already immersed in the whole experience, and then they would get to me and they'd say, oh, we've arrived, this is the bar. And I was all bloodied up, and, you know, I looked like a New Orleans kind of Creole, you know, scary. I had scary teeth and blood dripping down from my whole body. And then these people would come up to me and ask for a drink because I was, you know, standing behind this bar. But the glasses were all empty. All the bottles were empty. And so these people would get angry. And they'd be like, come on, we want our drinks. And I'd be like, oh, no, you're not getting any. You know, like, unless you give me your, you know, your gold and your teeth. And I was just, it was improv, a lot of improvisation with these guys, which was great. And they would try to order drinks from me, and I would deny them. And then I would end up sending them on their way to meet the drunken devil to get to the real bar.
Right on. So...
Yeah.
I'm assuming that that'll probably be a production again this Halloween.
Yeah, yeah, I would love to be a part of it. I don't know if my schedule is gonna if my schedule is gonna allow it, but yeah, they got really good reviews for their opening, and actually the director Matt Dorado, he was involved with the Los Angeles Opera, so a lot of the props from that show were props taken directly, borrowed from the Los Angeles Opera, so the production value was really awesome for it.
Okay. So what does the future hold for Elise? Any projects on the horizon?
I've been doing a lot of TV shows lately, not so much haunted stuff. I'm waiting for that season to pick back up. But I just did an episode of Los Angeles Hair, and that's on WeTV. And one of my big things that I just did, I was a dancer in, you know, Red Foo? He's in that band, LMFAO. They go, shots, 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 shots.
Yep.
Well, he just made a solo album, so I was just in his music video called Booty Man. And it's a really cool video. It's 360 degrees, and you get to pan around the whole video and watch girls dance. And I actually played a cashier from Whole Foods. Instead of Whole Foods, it was Whole Foods.
Okay.
So I actually got to beat up Red Foo and dance and, like, you know, oh, that was such awesome. It was such an awesome experience. And that's just gotten over 1 million views on YouTube. So I just did that. What else? Oh, I was just on a Japanese TV show. Just shot that up in San Francisco called World's Most Astonishing News. And my voice is going to be dubbed over in Japanese, which is really cool. So, yeah, I've been doing like little TV projects here and there. And also I work for a small production company. You know, I like to work on both sides of the lens.
Sure.
Up in Studio City, a place called Central Station Media. I've been doing, you know, PAing work there and art directing work there. So just trying to stay involved in the whole, you know, entertainment industry.
Now, are you more comfortable behind the camera or in front of the camera?
I mean, obviously, I think I'm more comfortable behind the camera because, you know, you could wear sweats and you could have pimples and your hair could be all ratty. And it's, you know, it's, there's kind of no wrong thing to do when you're behind the camera. You know, it's just about your personality and expressing yourself and, you know, just developing art. I think being in front of the camera is a little bit more nerve-wracking just because you're on display. You don't want to be sweating too much, you know. But I really enjoy both sides. I went to school for filmmaking. I went to Syracuse University, and I actually had a fellowship from Aaron Sorkin when I was there. So that was my first time coming out to Los Angeles, was having a fellowship through him and showing my films. But even when I was there, you know, I was involved with the theater department, and growing up, I always was involved with theater. So I know I should really try to pick one side to be on and focus on it, but I just, you know, I love the acting side of it, but I also love being able to tell my story and express my own life as well.
Okay. So where can people find out more about you, more about some of your projects, the usual social media sites, I'm sure. Anything you want to put out there for maybe somebody that's listening wants to hire you. How can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, well, like you said, I'm on all the social sites. You know, I'm on Instagram at Elise D'Orazio. I'm on Twitter at Elise Jaded. I have a Google site with more photos and my resume. You can find that just by typing in Google Sites Elise D'Orazio, and my site should pop up. And that lists all my credits. And, yeah, I mean, Facebook, Elise D'Orazio News. Pretty much if you just Google me, you should be able to come across a couple of sites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, with that being said, I'm going to wind this interview down. I do have a time limit because it's only a 2-hour show at max.
Yeah, by the way, happy birthday. Happy fourth birthday.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a long time. We never thought we'd make it this far. And a matter of fact, before I close out, you said you were at Scare LA last year.
Yeah.
One of my co-hosts on this show was actually out there at Scare
LA. Oh, nice.
And he's going this year, and I'm sure he'll go next year, too.
Did he meet Elvira?
Several times.
Oh, my God, I love her. You know, that's actually something, too. Growing up, I watched Elvira. I loved her, and I loved Tales from the Crypt. It was campy, but it was also a little scary, too.
Well, the two of, he and I have both met Elvira, and he's met John Cassier, who did the voice of the Crypt Keeper.
Oh, awesome. So. Bless
so,
you.
Oh, thank you. That was... That was my girlfriend's son. But I'm going to go ahead and close this before somebody else sneezes. Elise, thank you so much for taking some time to talk with us here on the Big Scary Show. I know you were a little bit under the weather, so I do appreciate your time. And good luck in the future. Hopefully we'll see you on another episode of Elevator.
Yeah, I'll keep you guys posted about what I'm doing, and I can't wait to see what you guys do for year number 5.
Thanks so much, and take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
All right, great. Ciao.
And remember, listeners, if you're a scare actor who's interested in talking about what you do and how much you scare people, just drop me a line, usa@bigscaryshow.com, and we'll get you on the air.
Here we go.
Hi, everyone. Drew Badger here. We are at Transworld Live in St. Louis, MO, checking out vendors and everything. Standing over here near the Stilt Beast Studios Haunt Dogs booth, but Alan is very busy, so he has very kindly relented his ultimate authority and delegated over to Laura, a.k.a. Dolly Molly. You've probably seen her around at some of the various conventions in a really killer, killer costume. Laura, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful this morning. Yourself?
Doing okay. A little tired. It's Sunday morning. Saturday night was kind of a blast for a lot of people. How's Haunt Dogs been doing so far this year?
Haunt Dogs has done great. We've sold out of majority of our deranged masks. They're cash and carry, so they're come and go. We have a lot of Krampuses on back order. We have our Death Whistles on back order. He's selling lots of videos after his class yesterday, so that's awesome.
Do you participate in the class?
I have participated in the class. Even though he's trained me, I actually have to go through training every year, just like everybody else.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah, exactly. Refreshing's always awesome. We have people that use the acting DVDs as training videos for them for their haunts.
As an actor trainer myself, I always refresh myself and get a couple of tips from his as well. And it always makes everybody a better actor. What's been the best sellers at Haunt Dogs booth this year?
This year has been the deranged mask. They always go like hotcakes. The animal deranged mask went so quickly. We have a new one, the Death Whistles. They went.
What is a Death Whistle? I'm unfamiliar with that.
Death Whistle is a carved out piece of wood that makes this horrific howling whistle.
Oh, really? Really nice.
They're really, really nice. We didn't expect it to go crazy. Sold out of them the first day, so I had to take back orders, which is fantastic as always.
Sounds like you're going to have a lot of building and creating to do once the show is over.
That's always good times. That's when you bond the most.
There you go. Speaking of all these masks and everything, is he still doing the mask club thing with the subscribers that he used to do, where he put up a one type mask, or do you know if he's even doing that anymore?
He does try to keep up with it. I can't lie, he has been getting behind
on
stuff, but not because out of not wanting to or anything else. He's a busy, busy man right now.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm trying to put a GPS on him as we speak. But he is doing that. He also does his YouTube Wednesdays, which if you look up www.stiltbeastudios.com under YouTube, you'll see he does a lot of free how to build, what he recommends, easy, cheap ways of getting the job done.
Absolutely. And, of course, to subscribe to that, just look for Stilt Beast Studios on YouTube. And, of course, for anybody wanting any more information on Haunt Dogs, Stilt Beast Studios, and all that, what's the website for those folks to find out?
It is www.stiltbeaststudios.com.
Will we see you at MHC?
It looks like it, most likely.
Fantastic. Looking forward to seeing you, Laura, a.k.a. Dolly Molly, here for Haunt Dogs and Stilt Beast Studios here at Transworld St. Louis. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show. We are out.
Do you want online ticketing but get scared by service fees? HauntPay is scary simple ticketing and payments for your haunted attraction. With features made for haunts, including timed ticketing and repeat time slots, variable ticket types, bundled and combo tickets, social media discounts, and more, HauntPay is designed with haunted attractions in mind. Check them out at HauntPay.com and start now for free.
Hello, buddy. Drew Badger here. We are live at Transworld St. Louis, Missouri, talking with all the vendors. Never talked to this guy before. You know, every haunt loves drop panels. You love cage mazes. Everybody needs them to make their haunts just as scary as can be. Got Robert McBroom with Studio Tech FX. Robert, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
It looks like what you've got here is kind of a 21st century vision of a drop panel. You know, everybody's got the drop panel. You flip a switch, bam, down it goes, and boo, and the scare, and everybody walks away, but you got something a little bit more, shall we say, larger, shall we say a little safer, shall we say a little bit more modern version.
You got it. Well, you know, we build standard drop balls. They're like kind of tried and true effect in a show. When you kind of get into actually drop walls where you're moving a heavy kind of appliance like this, you're getting into now a little bit more technology, a little more safety and concern.
Absolutely. Got to have that safety there.
You got it. One of the biggest things that we do, especially when we deal with actor-driven effects from our wall illusions to our drop wall systems, is that all integrated safeties in mind. So we've got compliance. We've got, you know, drop safety or reactional components that, if something happens or an actor puts their hand in, there's a safety measure in place. So,
because I've done my time working drop panels, drop walls and stuff, and who hasn't accidentally hurt themselves, crushed a finger, lost a fingernail?
I mean, it could be really as an oversight of having not really a thought-out hardware design or a release mechanism. In something like the Mega Drop XL, now that's a 4-foot dropping wall panel. We build them all the way up to about 7.5 feet. So we can drop big portions of a scene.
What does that weigh?
Right now, just that the rig here for the 4-foot version is about 188 pounds. So you're getting into a lot of weight. But again, complete drop actuated. You have to have an actor-actuated return. And it goes up into its own locking mechanism, so you cannot, if there's any obstruction, it will not lock. If there's any weight, it will not raise up. So what you're doing is you're making your actor bring it back up and effortlessly, but then when they go ahead and release, all of the mechanics disengage and you're getting that free drop. So you're getting the power and the reaction of the effect, but you're getting the safety and the return and the locking mechanism to then reset your effect.
And it looks like it's all done with a push of a button.
All done with a push of a button. And if the actor gets in the way, it locks it all out, and it's a safety for the actor not to get hurt.
So you really don't stand much of a chance of losing a fingernail, breaking a finger, or getting a customer, heaven forbid, caught in some mechanism like
that. We all know the issues of insurance and liability. Yeah. And you know what? For our company, we can build effects like this and send them out, whether it's our bungee effects, our wall illusions, our drop effects, our motion-based systems. We build stuff that are ride compliant. So we have all of safety measures set in. We do things that are built for permanent installation. So when they go on the attractions, they're only operating for a month. You know, the thing is you're walking on gear that can go into the amusement industry. And that's what we look at. That's our way of thinking and putting in safety and confidence into the attraction operator's hands so they can go ahead and put an average actor that's, you know, 16 to 19 years old that is hyped up on adrenaline that could get themselves hurt. And we want to make sure that it is fail-safe, that they're not going to injure themselves.
And, of course, you got the bungees here. Everybody likes it when people drop down and pop back up. You've got the rotating doors here. Do you use these for actual actors, or is that also for customers to go through?
This is an actor illusion. The escape room clientele that's here have, tasked us to re-engineer them for other effects, which is easy for us to do. So this type of illusion is going to see a lot in escape rooms, which is kind of neat, just as well as our Tech Connect wall system. You know, we build our systems in maze design, where we send out for attractions like the regular attractions that are very creative. We'll send them infrastructure, where maybe the theme parks, we're sending them full scenic built out wall systems where you're getting away from the traditional 90 degree angle and you're actually building very organic fluid, intricate, angled maze designs. We've built mazes in the round. And so think of the effect of being able to really, really build something that not only is got a really great flow through, but, you know, just like our cage mazes or any of that, but building walls that are up to 10 foot tall that you can set up entire attractions in a fraction of the time that you would set up conventional attractions. So when you're dealing in the amusement industry, or you're just dealing now and today of just the high cost of labor, you know, your up and down expenses are eating you people alive. And one of the big things of our systems is we can go in and people can effortlessly, with minimal skilled labor, set up shows in a fraction of the time.
For people wanting more information, maybe about the dropping wall panels, the doors that swing in and out, cage, building, bungee systems, ever all these giant walls, just these great parts that make your haunted attraction that much better. How can they get more information? Website, social media, etc.
You can go on our website. It's www.studiotechfx.com.
That's tech. That's tech. T-E-K.
T-E-K. Studiotechfx.com. Or, you know, give us a call. Our phone number is 818-999-4565, and we'll be happy to help in any way we can.
Where are you based out of?
We're based out of Los Angeles. Don't let the West Coast scare you. We get really good shipping rates, and we deal with a lot of people in the Midwest and the East Coast.
Fantastic. Robert McBroom, thank you for taking us on this little tour of Studio Tech FX, StudioTechFX.com. My name is Drew Badger here at Transworld, and we are out.
Hey, this is Quan Gam from Gantum Lighting and Controls. I'm here to wish the Big Scary Show happy 4th birthday. Yeah!
Hey, this is Alan Hopps from Haunt Dogs and Stilt Beast Studios. I'm wishing a big happy birthday to the Big Scary Show.
Broadcasting to you from the darkest reaches of the earth, this is A Haunt Minute. And now, with this week's commentary, Storm.
Alright, so, in the news this week, we got an interesting story coming from Down Under, that's right, New Zealand. Well, it seems that one of the colleges in New Zealand was putting on a production, a stage production, of Sweeney Todd. And somebody was using a razor blade but wrapped in duct tape. So, take the straight razor and just wrap it in duct tape and good to go. But they weren't good to go. Nope, of course, being a real razor blade, it cut through the duct tape. And on the opening night performance, two young men had their throats cut. Luckily they survived. Luckily it was a hospital incident instead of something going to the morgue. But this plays into safety. This plays into, alright, that's good enough. And this especially plays into Haunt, because now, you know, this incident plays into anybody doing like a macabre scene or any type of play or show from your high school through your college levels. You think anybody's not going to think of this incident when they're thinking of what shows we're going to do? Hey, we can do Sweeney Todd. Oh, yeah, that's right. They had some bad press. They had that thing with the razor blade going on. This goes to your Haunt always, and for what you're going for this year. You always got to take safety into consideration and what you think's going on with tools and props. Hey, what's a cheap and easy way? Oh, one of the kids brought in a real razor blade. Just make it safe. And you can never make real tools, real things like that totally safe. You also got the overzealous actors, you know, and maybe they took a layer off because they thought it looked too bulky. You've worked with your actors, you know that they do this stuff. If something looks cheap, if it doesn't look authentic, they're going to try and do it their way, and don't worry, we'll be safe every time, and it doesn't always happen. Consider safety, consider cost, consider everything that's going into it, because sometimes you might just need to spring for that really authentic looking prop, other than going, oh, I meant to get something plastic, but somebody did this to make something safe, and now your Haunt is making headlines for the wrong reason. Spend a little money, avoid something like this. You don't want to be a stage manager for this show. You know that person is losing sleep over this as we speak. So, keep every minute scary and safe. You can do both and be awesome.
Hi, this is Josh Gates from Travel Channel's Expedition Unknown, reminding you to send all hate mail to storm@bigscaryshow.com.
Tune in next episode for another Haunt Minute. And in the meantime, share your opinions on the Big Scary Show Facebook page and on Twitter at Big Scary Storm.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Crazy Bob coming to you live from the one and only Haunted Hydro Dark Attraction Park in Fremont, Ohio. And I cannot begin to wait to wish the one, the only Big Scary Show a happy 4th birthday.
Hey, this is Ben Courtney with Tombstone Factory wishing Big Scary Show a nice happy birthday.
CreepyCollection.com, the most disturbing, realistic, handmade props and animatronics for the horror industry. Now featuring FearFlex technology. Voted best zombie props of 2011 and 2012. CreepyCollection.com, for all your gore and more.
Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live at Transworld St. Louis talking to as many vendors as we can squeeze in. There's about, 37,000 of them here, so we can't get them all in, but we'll get this one in. Creative Visions, one of the cooler ones with the giant pumpkins, the panels, this very Videodrome-like panel. I'll have Dan Faupel explain that. How you doing, Dan?
Great. How are you doing, Drew?
We're hanging in there, man. The show looks like it's been great for you guys. I've seen lots and lots of people walking along the little bridge here that's someone's dancing on right now and sliding, and these cool panels and all the signs and everything. What's going on? What's the best thing happening with Creative Visions at Transworld?
I'd have to say that our new stretch effects panels have been very popular. Those things have been moving like crazy. And
These right over here. They right. Kind of look like, if you remember the movie Videodrome, staring at the TV and all of a sudden something comes out of it.
Yes.
And let's just say it's something along those lines.
Yeah, they seem like they're moving anyway when you just stare at it, but when it actually moves for real, it's very startling.
And I've seen a couple of people stick their hand through it and other people just jump on the other side, so it's really cool. How's the show been treating you so far?
I can't complain. Well, actually, I could complain, but, you know, then I sound like a little whiner, and no one really cares anyway.
Nobody wants to hear about that. But look, so what's the big things coming on for 2016 that you're rolling out?
Like I was talking about the new stretch effects, those things have been really popular. We've got two new photo ops, a big skull and a big pumpkin. Response on those has been pretty good. And we also have a lot of new fog effects, including our new show screen that people can see back in the dark zone. They can produce vividly realistic fire and ghost illusions with it.
I have been only once into the dark zone, so I have not had a chance to go over and check that out. What is that all about?
Well, it's actually a really fine projection screen made out of fog, and you can't even see it until you start projecting on it, so you can get some crazy illusions going with it.
So you're actually using the fog as the movie screen?
Correct.
And you're using it for, say, fire and things, but could you project, like, an actual movie on it or custom work or things like that?
You could. It's not as well suited for real detailed things like words or a movie, per se, but fire and ghost illusions are... It really lends itself well for those.
Sounds like a plan. What's with the character here in the long trench coat?
Yeah, that's our Showbot character. I think this is the first time we've had him at Transworld. But he's a real high-end animatronic character that has up to 24 different motions.
Very nice. Looks great, and you've got the kid-friendly pumpkin out here for people who may have hay rides and pumpkin patches and stuff. Is he one of the talking pumpkins that I see at various amusement attractions?
Yes, exactly. We didn't bring his friend Cornelius Cobb this year. He's taking a little hiatus.
Very nice. For people wanting more information on Creative Visions or Haunt Visions, Creative Visions being the parent company, how can they get more information regarding websites, social medias, and things like that?
They can find us on Facebook, or they can look at our websites at creativevisionsonline.com or hauntvisions.com.
Dan, as always, a pleasure to have you here on The Big Scary Show. Wishing nothing but success for 2016 here at Transworld. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we are out.
This is Stephanie Geithner from Transworld, and I want to wish Big Scary Show a very, very happy birthday.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live at Transworld in St. Louis, having a great time checking out all the cool stuff. One of the booths that is near the Big Scary Show booth has a lot of little flitting lights around, and, you know, being the person I am, I'm always attracted to little flitting lights, and they look like, for lack of a better term, fireflies traveling around in various random patterns. And, you know, if you have a trail or a swamp scene in your haunt, these things would be gold as far as a great effect. It's firefly magic. I've got John Rupert here. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine today. I'm glad to be here at Transworld.
What's going on with all these little flitting lights? It does, for lack of anything, we're in a dark tent right now. It looks like we're just surrounded by lightning bugs and fireflies.
Yeah, well, it's a clever distraction for haunts. These fireflies actually do fly around, unlike our earlier flagship product that simulates fireflies very well. These actually fly around, and they're a good distraction to take the eyes, put them where you want them, and then maybe hit them from the side and give them a nice boot.
Without giving away too much of the technology here, what's going on? I mean, they're not on a pivot. They're not on some kind of a... They're hanging from a wire or a ceiling or something, but I'm not really clear on the technology here.
Well, yes, there is. It does look very simple and straightforward. In fact, it looks like a little computer fan hanging from a wire. There's a little bit more physics involved, and in fact, we've got some new patents pending on this product. But essentially, that's what it is. We've got the first version that we're releasing this year consists of four pendant fireflies that hang down about 4 feet, and they need a little room to fly around, of course. And the system consists of four. It's line voltage driven. There's a power bus wire that hangs overhead. Several haunts that did use the prototypes last year raised them up high and out of reach, or they had them in the background, and in many cases they used a combination of the flying fireflies, which, by the way, we call our new Fire Flyer product. They used that in combination with our flagship product, a low voltage version that is computer controlled and simulates fireflies randomly appearing anywhere.
You know, looking at it up close, I can kind of sort of see what's going on, and it looks a lot more regulated as far as, you know, when the lights come on and all. But when you step back about 10 or 15 feet, you can't tell. You put these in a black area, a swamp, an outdoor area, something where you would normally see lightning bugs on a summer evening, and this is just really impressive.
Yes, that's right. They in the design, we made a special effort to make the appearance very random and changing so that they do appear very lifelike.
Very nice. For people interested in getting some more information on this, if you've got a haunted trail, if you've got, you know, an outdoor area or even an indoor area you're trying to make outdoors, the woods or something, this would make a great distraction. Makes just kind of a great background, and it's just that little attention to detail that really makes a good haunt a great haunt. How can they get that information? They have a website, social media, and things like that.
We do have a Facebook page. We will update the Facebook page, of course, when the product becomes available for placing your orders. We can be reached at fireflymagic.com on the internet, and we have a newsletter. I would suggest signing up for the newsletter because that will be the first release of information of availability of the product.
Fantastic, folks. If you like your outdoors and living in the South, I see this all the time, but it's nice to know that even if you've got snow on the ground, you can still have fireflies buzzing around your home. Once again, John Rupert, Firefly Magic, fireflymagic.com for all that. My name is Drew Badger at Transworld for The Big Scary Show, and we are out.
Gathering of darkness, souls of black on The Big Scary Show.
This is Doug from VFX, VFXcraze.com.
And I'm Billy the Silly Zombie. Happy birthday, Big Scary Show!
Tired of surfing all over the web to find the latest haunt news? Why sift through hours of those video tube channels trying to find the latest how-to videos? Isn't there an easier way? Of course there is! Introducing HauntersDigest.com. With HauntersDigest.com, just one click will put a world of haunt information at your fingertips. From the latest news, to vendor information, to video tutorials. And don't forget the soon-to-be world-famous Haunt Brief, which takes a deeper look into many aspects of the industry. There's even a directory of over 800 haunted attractions, so you can find the right one for you. Still not convinced? There's even columns written by many experts in the industry covering a wide range of topics. Rumor has it a certain member of a particular podcast might even write for HauntersDigest.com. As an extra bonus, you can follow them on Twitter and Facebook. For more information, visit www.HauntersDigest.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Clegg with Zeus Phone, and I just want to wish the Big Scary Show a happy 4th birthday.
Hello, buddy. Drew Badger here. We are live at Transworld, hanging out with all the vendors. Met this gentleman in the Renaissance, a.k.a. Marriott Bar, on Friday night. Had a nice conversation with him. Had to come by and chat with him. You've seen his products before, probably for a very long time. If you've looked along walls and seen roaches crawling along them or rats crawling along the floor, all sorts of video, cool work. John Hires, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very good. Thank
you. Tell us a little bit about what you and your company does here.
Mainly we produce virtual scenes for people to use with video projectors in order to create all sorts of illusions from snakes to rats to spiders, virtual scenes on the ground, in windows, on the floor, on the ceiling.
It's a little bit hard to get, you know, rats trained to, like, crawl in a particular area, and certainly really hard to get bugs to do that, but lots and lots of people love seeing just a wall full of bugs crawling all around to get that really creepy factor.
Well, the bugs are easier to deal with if you have 1,000 of them. Then you can get the shots you need. The rats were a little harder. We had to keep using brooms to sweep them. This was the trainer into the filming area because they kept trying to get out of the center of the light. Using a lot of movie light, it scares them into the shadows. So
these are not 3D generated rats. These are actually real rats that I see crawling around on the floor. But it's a visual.
Yeah, they're pet rats that would be sewer rats if they weren't pets. So 9-10 inches long, and they are actually later adopted as pets, but they are real. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. That'll keep a lot of the people who love rats, keep them as pets, happy and everything, because, you know, you put live animals in a haunt, some people tend to get a little bit iffy about that stuff.
Yeah, inspectors and all that. Yeah. Well, it provides one of my pitch lines from many years ago was that the virtual projections, there's nothing to clean up because there's nothing really there. There's no danger with fire because there's no fire there.
Sure.
And we even experimented with projectable fog, which sounds really dumb. You're like, why would you just not use a fog machine? Well, I experimented, and it actually does work. So you can have projectable fog on the grass, crawling across the grass, and when you turn the projector off, it's gone.
I was going to ask, you know, you don't just do creatures and animals. You do lots of other visual effects, whether it's ghosts or fog or fire and things.
Yeah, we started out with the concept of virtual effects tools, which was our first product line name. And we ended up with a DVD series, which then became a couple of DVDs called Virtual Effects Tools. And it included water, flood water, rainstorms, electric arcs for Frankenstein Lab, and different things that you could apply to a set. So then that grew into larger scenes that had lots of elements. And so it's anything that one might use in a movie as stock footage, as well as horror elements.
And from what I understand, you are the first person in the industry to do this.
Yes, I started this actually in a haunted house in 1997 in order to avoid bringing in a Tesla coil to a haunt because it was large, took a lot of time to set up. I had built one, a very large one, and I videotaped the arc, and then we put the TV behind a black curtain, lined it up with the electrodes, and it that was the first virtual effect. Once we did that, it was really just to save time for me. I realized we had a product.
I'm sure it saved on the power bills, too.
Yeah, and power bills and electrical inspectors. But in 98, I heard about the National Halloween Show, applied to speak, and got accepted, and became the first person in the haunt industry to officially create a product line, anyway, out of video effects.
Very nice. And what have you got new for 2016?
2016, we are working on a combination of 3D animation and live elements, ghouls and zombies and a 3D graveyard so far. We also do elements for Christmas. We've got a huge Santa's workshop that we're putting together with a lot of elements as well. But we primarily do use actors, and then we incorporate CGI, so it's a combination of both in order to get a final scene.
Very nice. For people wanting more information, maybe seeing some videos or samples of the content, and including, you know, pictures of rats like these ones scurrying around my feet right here, very creepy, by the way, and everything else like that, how can they get more information with websites, social medias, etc.?
Well, probably the easiest name to remember is a website called johnhyersvisualeffects.com, all spelled out. That's J-O-N, and effects is E-F-F-E-C-T-S.com.
Very good. John, a pleasure to meet you on Friday, and a pleasure to speak to you here at Transworld. My name is Drew Badger for The Big Scary Show, and we are out.
This is John Denley, alias Professor Nightmare, wishing The Big Scary Show happy birthday.
As we slide back into the swamp where we hid the body, we would like to thank the following people. Screamline Studios, screamlinestudios.com. Necrotic Creations, necroticcreations.com. HauntPay at hauntpay.com. Vaughn Charon Productions, that's V-O-N-C-H-A-R-O-N Productions, vaughncharon.com. Dark Spectre Custom Couture. Creepy Collection. Darkest Fears Unlimited. And Virgil Franklin, Master of the Ether Muse. We would also like to thank the Forga hosts, including Storm. Check out his rants and more at hauntminute.com. The Unknown Scare Actor, actor trainer and traveling actor troupe. Find out more about Maul at maulmonsters.com. That's maulmonsters.com. The Hauntstrumentalist Jerry Vane. Check out his latest CD, Circus of Nightmares, at jerryvane.com. Drew Badger, actor, trainer, consultant, and more, rabbitbadger.biz. You can leave us feedback at bigscaryshow.com. If you have any news, news@bigscaryshow.com. Check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/bigscaryshow. And Twitter at The Big Scary Show, where we just may tweet some info you won't hear anywhere else. You can also search for us on iTunes and Stitcher. To keep up with all the latest news and info, you can always find us at BigScaryShow.com. And thank you for listening. Without you, we are nothing.
The Big Scary Show is copyright Big Scary Show, LLC, and no rebroadcast of this show may be made without express permission of the owners. All music used on The Big Scary Show is used with expressed permission of the artists themselves.